Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dangote Cement PLC H1 2025 Investor Conference Call. All attendees will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions when prompted. If you should need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero. Please note that this event is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Temelodi Adoroja. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon and good morning to everyone on the call. My name is Temelodi Adoroja, Head of Investor Relations. Today we'll have a presentation. We'll be led by the Group Managing Director of Dangote Cement, Mr. Alvin Pattak. The Group CFO, Dr. Gbenga Fakakonda, is also on the call to receive any questions. So thank you very much for joining. Right now, I'll be handing over to Mr. Pattak. Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for taking time to join us today. I'm pleased to welcome you all to this conference call to discuss Dangote Cement's financial results for the first half of 2025. I would like to begin by sharing a significant development in our company's journey. Recently, our President, Alaji Aliko Dangote, whose visionary leadership and business acumen transformed Dangote Group from a modest trading enterprise into a manufacturing powerhouse in the form of Dangote Cement. With a footprint across Africa and beyond, he has stepped down from the board as Director and Chairman. Under his guidance, Dangote Cement PLC has achieved remarkable milestones, becoming the most capitalized company in Nigeria, with a market capitalization exceeding 8 trillion naira, and emerging as the largest private sector employer in the country, among many other achievements. His legacy remains deeply embedded in the values, culture, and strategic vision of the organization, and we are profoundly grateful for his years of visionary leadership. In line with this transition, the board has appointed Mr. Emmanuel Kadzobo as the new Chairman. His appointment as an independent director reflects our commitment to strong corporate governance and global best practice. With his wealth of experience in corporate leadership and governance, we are confident that Dangote Cement will continue to set new standards, reach new heights, and embark on an exciting phase of growth. The first half of 2025 has been both remarkable and strategic for Dangote Cement. We delivered strong outcomes across both financial and non-financial metrics, demonstrated the strength of our integrated business model and resilience of our teams, and success of our long-term strategy. I will in turn discuss our operational progress, financial achievements, and key strategic initiatives that are positioning Dangote Cement for long-term and sustainable value creation. One, significant reduction in logistics costs through CNG adoption. As a part of our commitment to operational efficiency and sustainability, we have now deployed over 3,000 CNG trucks. This marks a pivotal move as these trucks are delivering fuel cost savings compared to diesel AGM. Our ambition is clear. By 2027, our entire logistics fleet in Nigeria will be fully powered by CNG. This transition not only enhances cost efficiency but also contributes significantly to our carbon reduction agenda. Furthermore, we are replicating this model in some of our pan-African subsidiaries, including Tanzania. The environment benefits of our CNG initiative are tangible and will increasingly form monetizable assets in the year to come. Two, fuel cost optimization through substitution with lower cost alternatives. Alongside logistics, we are also working to reduce fuel costs at our production plants. One key step has been switching to cheaper, locally sourced fuel instead of more expensive fuels like diesel and LPFO. This change is already delivering significant savings across the group. We are also making strong progress in using alternative fuels. So far, we have installed over 15 alternative fuel systems at our plant. South Africa is leading with a 40% substitution rate, and countries like Senegal are very close behind. These efforts not only lower our cost, but also strengthen our position as a sustainability leader in Africa. Three, foreign exchange utilization strategy. Another remarkable turnaround we have achieved is in the area of FX exposure. Historically, we faced shortfall of approximately $20 million in our operational FX funding. I am pleased to report that we have flipped this into a surplus of over 200,000 with expectations of further growth. This improvement stems from deliberate strategy, including over 68% increase in export sales between H1 2001 and H1 2025, coupled with a consistent drive to substitute costly FX inputs with local alternatives. This model is now being successfully replicated in most of our businesses outside Nigeria. Four, export strategy and regional advantage. Speaking of exports, our strategy has been equally impactful. Export volumes have grown by over 68.2% in the past 5 years, translating to a 13.9% compound annual growth in H1 2025. We now operate 2 dedicated port terminals for our export-import activities. In 2024 alone, we exported over 30 shipments of clinker from Nigeria, a significant leap from 10 shipments just 3 years prior. This growth in cross-border trade is enhancing our FX generation and diversifying our revenue streams. In the first half of 2025, exports from our Nigerian operations rose by 18.2% to 671.1 kt. 5. Lowest cost producer position. Another major pillar of our competitive strength is our position as the lowest cost cement producer in Nigeria. This has been achieved through sustained investment in multi-feed fuel systems, which allow our plants to switch seamlessly between different energy sources based on cost efficiency and availability. By taking control of every stage of our value chain, from sourcing raw material in our quarries to producing and distributing through our network, we have reduced our reliance on third parties, stabilized input costs, and ensured consistent product quality. This strategic choice has not only shielded us from market volatility, but also enabled us to deliver more value to our customers while maintaining stronger margins. 6. Our geographical diversification advantage, which insulates our group from localized market shocks and provides a stable platform for sustainable volume, EBITDA, and profit growth. Dangote Cement continues to solidify its position as Africa's leading cement producer, boasting an impressive production capacity of 52 million tons per annum across 10 countries, comprising 30.53 million tons in Nigeria and 16.8 million tons across the key African markets. We are making significant progress on our expansion strategy. One of the key developments in the upcoming will be the upcoming commissioning of our 3 MTA grinding unit in Cote d'Ivoire in quarter 3 of this year. Furthermore, our 6 MTA integration plant, Ettore plant, designed to support our export ambitions, is progressing as planned. These initiatives will not only enhance our operational capacity, but also allow us to capture the high growth potential of the African cement market. 7. Strong investor returns and financial growth. We remain fully committed to delivering strong and consistent returns to our shareholders. During 2022 and 2023, dividends grew by 50% and our share buyback program has been successfully completed. Over the long term, dividends have grown at a 14-year CAGR of 19.5%. Since similar, group revenue grew by 121.3% between 2022 and 2024. EBITDA increased by 95.1%, while profit after tax rose by 31.6% in the same period. Our net cash flow from operations has also improved by 111.7%, even as volume growth is tracking at a 14-year CAGR of 10%. These metrics reflect the strength and resilience of our business model. For H1 2025, group revenue increased by 17.7% to 2,071.6 billion naira, particularly in Nigeria, where revenue saw a growth of 45.5%. Our profitability also saw improvement. Group EBITDA surged by 41.8%, reaching naira 944.9 billion. While EBITDA margins strengthened to 45.6%. This strong performance was primarily supported by effective cost management strategy, particularly in Nigeria, where EBITDA margins improved from 46.8% to 58.6%. Consequently, profit after tax delivered an impressive year-on-year growth of 174.1%, reaching naira 520.5 billion, surpassing our earlier total profit for the year 2024 in just 6 months. Sustainability and ESG commitments. Sustainability remains a cornerstone of our corporate strategy. Our CDP rating has recently upgraded from C to B, a testament of the progress we are making. Our group-wide alternative fuel substitution now stands at 10%. We stand out performance in South Africa 40%, Senegal 38%. In terms of social investment, we have spent naira 13.2 billion on CSR activities 2024 and over 16 billion already in the first half of 2025. We believe that our long-term success is directly tied to the prosperity of the communities we operate in. Effective 25th July, besides Allaji Aliko Dangote GCUN, Professor Dorothy U. Ford Sen will also retire from the board. In line with this transition, the board appointed Mr. Emmanuel Ikazogo as the new chairman and Mrs. Maria Dangote as the director. We are confident that this leadership team will drive sustainable growth and unlock new opportunities as we continue to expand our footprint across the continent. At this moment, I would like to sincerely thank each of you for joining us today. A heartfelt appreciation goes to our investors who continue to trust and support in Dangote Cement fuels our drive for excellence. Our solid performance in the first half of 2025 is a powerful testament to the resilience, adaptability, and enduring strength of our business. With strategic investments focused on boosting operational efficiency, I am confident that we are well positioned to meet the demands of the future and sustain our momentum throughout the year. Thank you once again for your continued support. I wish you all a successful and inspiring day ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's event. Thank you for attending, and you may now disconnect your line.